The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sachem Dafayin Zayin. In the previous shir, we discussed the difficult shita of the Rif, where the Rif tells us that Reichel Milsa, the Machlokes Rav and Levi, that we started discussing on Dafayin Vov, the Machlokes Rav and Levi is Lishitos Sehem. And the Chumra of Rav Ben Meichel Reichel Milso is based on an understanding that Reach does impart if two things are baked together in an oven. There is a certain amount of taste which is transferred from the Dover also to the Dover Mutter. Only it would be Basel. So when it's Min B'minoi, Basel Nevela with Basel Shchuta, then Rav Lishitose, that holds like Rabbi Yehuda, then Min B'minoi Loi Batli. And the Rif adds that Levi will be moida in a case where a person baked in one oven pas with basar, where the pas will become also the bleas of basar that are imparted with the aroma of the basar going into the lechem. Levi will be moida because it's dover sheyesh lematir. Adkan divrei harif. And we discussed the understanding of the Rif in order to be miyashiv, the Ran's kasher, with the Ran that in that case, Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin certainly wouldn't be an Oysir, because Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin being anything that has an Oysir, where it could be eaten better, La'achazman, and the halacha is that that type of thing does not have a bittel, but that din is only Bemin B'mineh. Bemin Sheloi B'mineh, the halacha is that a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin becomes bottle. In any case, how could the Rif say that the imparting of the taste of basar into lechem lasa the lechem, if it's a min shaloi b'minoi, the taste of the basar will certainly become basar in the lechem. In that case, even if it's a dovah sheyesh l'matirin, it should be mutter. This was the Ran's kasha on the Rif. We discussed a mahalach, a simpler approach. What I'd like to do in this year is discuss a more profound approach to the Rif, and with that we'll open up some of the deeper in Yonim of Issa Veheta Bechlal, despite the fact that we're now learning Mesechet Chulin, but since Chazal felt fit to give us a lot of the wisdom of the Mekhtarian Torah of Issa Veheta in our Perek and Perek Etzitzelim, so let's try to get into a little more of a conceptual background. The Etzim Mahalach is to be found in the Sefer Oris of Moron Revel Yoshua Zatzal, and he explains the Shita of the Rif as follows. The normal gedder of Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin works like this. The Rashi explains in the beginning of Beitza, the Rishon, Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin, the classic example being, let's say, a Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtiv, and it was cooked together with other foods. So a Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtiv is not a Dvarayser, it's Muktzah. It didn't have a Hachonah before Yomtiv, therefore one is not allowed to eat it on Yomtiv until Motzi Yomtiv. So Rashi explains that there's a basic concept of Ad sheyechelenu be'iser, Chazal saw fit to take away the medium called bittel, even where it's mixed up together with something else, with Dvarim HaMetorim. Chazal saw fit to be mafkia, the din of bittel, because why eat it be'isuroi if you could eat it la'chazman be'heter? That din is only by Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin, only by Min B'minoi. By Min Shaloi B'minoi, it's not. Why? Because by Min Shaloi B'minoi, the bittel is not based on a Isser V'Heter. It's not based on the fact that one thing is Isser and one thing is Heter. It's based on a bittel that one is taste A and one is taste B, and the whole reason why we give Cheshivus to B falling into A is only because B imparts taste to A. At Kama that B does not impart taste into the Taruvis, it's Kilo, it's not here, it's rendered insignificant, and that itself is the Koyacham of Apple. So you want to talk about Achiach and Lenabe, Hatachiach and Lenabe Isser, it's bottle. Chazal took that away, Chazal said, don't be Mavatal Isser. But where something is physically insignificant, there Chazal would not mafkir a bit. On a deeper level, there's another Havon of Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin that's found in the Ran. It's a classic piece of Ran in the Dorm Daf Nun Beis, and all the Pais can talk about this Ran extensively. And the Ran explains a Dovah Nifla. The Ran explains that the Machloikis of Yehudin the Rabbanon of Min B'mineh Batli and Min B'mineh Loi Batli goes as follows. Min shaloi b'minoi, we had the sugis in Daf Mem Dal, the sugis extensively in Chulin, of tam ke'ikr, tam lav ke'ikr. The reason why, if a piece of nevela falls into a pot of rice, let's say, that it answers, if you could taste it, is because tam ke'ikr. If the thing that fell in does not give taste, so it's insignificant, becomes bottle. However, Zokteran, the basic concept, the basic mechanism, mechanic, and the chalois of how bittul takes place is based on a nullification process where there are two things that are minu godim, two things are opposites, and when two things are opposites, when one falls into the other, the one which is soisa, which is minaget, the other one, it nullifies it if it doesn't give it any chashibus. If there's a piece of meat that falls into rice, then the meat falling into the rice will be insignificant if you don't taste it. That means when you look at this pot, you look at it as a pot of rice or a pot of meat. It's a pot of rice. If you taste the meat, it would be a pot of rice and meat. But if you don't taste the meat, then it's ki'ilu, it's not here. Halakhically, we look at it, ki'ilu, it's not here. If it's not here, then the whole pot is mutter. However, what about min b'minoi? If a basar nevela falls into basar shchuta, why does it become bottle? Is the pshat not a pot of meat? Of course it's a pot of meat. What's the difference if one pot of meat happened to have been shechter or not? There's no minu godim over here. Zok the Ran, that the process of bittul, when we talk about min b'minoi, is because one is iser, one is heter. You're right that b'mitzius, we don't see it as insignificant, but we see it as far as the din that it gives to the pot of food, over there we hear that it's bottle. Ad kidei kachem, in the rice it's bottle b'roi. We don't even need bittul b'shishim, which we need the rice by min shel b'minoi, because over there the iser is the taste. Getting rid of taste is only echad b'shishim. Getting rid of it as far as a halachic, giving halachic definition to the taruvis, that we do beroyf. Says the Ran, Rabbi Yehuda held that by min b'minoi, there's no bittul, because he held that halachic bittul, lomdish bittul, does not take place. Zot the Ran, that even according to the Ranon, the reason why there's bittul is because they hold that nullification process of halachic definition of the food is also enough. However, if one is iser, but that iser will be mutter tomorrow, says the Ran, then halacha does not treat this as a full chetzah d'isurah. The Rabbanon said we can look at this, we can treat this also as heter, since let's say something that's mukta is not really aser, it's only aser temporarily because today is Shabbos. Tomorrow it'll be mutter. Chometz and Pesach is a whole discussion, by the way. Is chometz and Pesach davar sheyesh lo matirin? If it falls into the midi rabbanon, we hold that there's no bittul. Chometz the Pesach, we'll get back to that in Mirtz Hashem. But midi rabbanon, midi raisa, there is bittul on chometz. Will we look at a process by chometz b'pesach? Will we call it davar sheyesh lo matirin because it could be mutter tomorrow? Or do we say that it's a whole different, it's not chometz anymore, and therefore it's not davar sheyesh lo matirin? That's a separate discussion. But in any case, mukta on Shabbos, or let's say something which is also because of a neder, the Ram is discussing over there, where it's roi l'sheila, or it'll be mutter in another week because it's neder. He made a neder against a certain type of chocolate cake, and it fell into a different type of chocolate cake. That neder will be null and void in a week, and then you could eat it. So Chazal said, we don't look at the chocolate cake as full iser. If it's not full iser, it's heter beheter. There's no nullification going on, not in mitzius, not in the physical entity of the cake, and also not in the halachic entity of the cake. If there's no bittul, then it's awesome. That's the way the Ran and the Dorm Dasman Beis explains. Zotter Velioshiv, that over here by our case, where bread was baked in an oven together with meat, we have another step on that. Normal davar sheyesh lo matirin means something which is also now, but it will be mutter lachazman, it's a dvar isur, but Chazal gave it a chumra to look at it, give it a halachic definition as heter, because it could be eaten lachazman as heter. However, what about bread that got a fleishig taste? Is it a dvar isur? What's a dvar isur? You can eat it right now. It happens to be lahalocha, if you'll eat it together with milk, the milk combined with the meat will create isur of basar b'cholov. But could you look at the pot even today as a dvar iser? What exactly are you being mevatel? It's more than davar sheyesh lo matirin. Normal davar sheyesh lo matirin, we explain that the reason why it's only by min b'minoi that it's not bottle, explains the Ran. It's because by min b'minoi, where there's no nullification in mitzius, there's no bittle in the physical mitzius of the taruvis. Therefore, you need a halachic bittle. Davishes mitzius doesn't have a halachic bittle because they're both considered heter. It's heter beheter. Masha enkein by min b'shaloi b'minoi. Over there, where you have the bittle, because you have the bittle in mitzius in reality. Therefore, you don't need the halachic bittle, like we explained by every min shaloi b'minoi. If you don't need the halachic bittle, so then it's bottle, even by davar she'esh matirin, you don't need to come onto the bittle in terms of the halachic reality, it's enough the physical reality. In that case, there's bittle even by davar she'esh matirin, when we're talking about min shaloi b'minoi, zokter v'liyoshin, that v'shteto and rif, what the rif is telling us is, that that's true only insofar as something which is osur today and mutter tomorrow. So at least there's a bittle there because you have what to be mevatel. You mevatel the issue status of today by being mevatel it physically because it's min shaloi b'minoi. But when bread has imparted to it a fleshy taste, then there's nothing to be mevatel. There's no status of issue. On the same way, there's no bittle process when there's no minu godim. There's nothing to be mevatel. Even when it's min shaloi b'minoi, shteito and riv, there won't be bittle if there's nothing to be mevatel. There's no status. There's no din to get rid of. The fact that something is fleishig is not a dvar isur. Why is it not a dvar isur? Because you can eat it. You can eat it right now. It has a din that if it's mixed together with cholov, then it turns into basav cholov, and by turning into basav cholov, it becomes a dvar isur. So you're not allowed to eat it together with milk. It's in order that the fleishig in the bread should not combine with the cheese that you're going to put on top of the bread. You can't have a cheese sandwich with it. You can't put an egg that was an omelet that was cooked together with cheese. Why? Because that's milching, and if it's milching, it's going to combine with the fleishig taste in the bread, and it'll become also. But if there's nothing that's also, because it's mutter legamri, what's there to be mevatel? What halachic chalois of bittul should take place? So that's why the Rif holds that where you have something which is only not also b'chlal, but just has a status of not being eaten with something else because that'll create an issur, that's not a halachic status at all. There's no bittul there, and therefore it'll be, according to Levi, will be moide to Rav, that in that case Recha will impart taste of basar into the bread. The bread cannot be eaten with milchiks. Ad kan the etzem mahaloch of how to explain the Rif. Now this leads us to another step, which opens up a whole new vista into different areas of bittul of issur v'heter. What's that? The Ran, we said we're going to go back to chometz. The Tshuvas Ran speaks about chometz koidim zman ha'issur. Talks about chometz. Somebody has a piece of chometz and it falls into a big pot of food, which is not chometz thick. The pot of food theoretically could be eaten on Pesach. There was a piece of chometz that fell in before Pesach. Again, on Pesach, Chazal instituted that there is no bittul. At least, according to many Rishonim, probably had to learn the sugya and talking about Pesach. Minig Ashkenaz, there are more passages that there's no bittul whatsoever. Like chometz, even when we talk about Nesim Tamavikam, tremendous chumris that we have in the lack of a bittul process as far as chometz is concerned. Yeah, Nesach might have these type of dinim. In any case, koidim zmano yisur, when the chometz is not an iser, if it falls into a pot of meat or anything, I was about to say rice, but for us Ashkenazim, the rice would be kidneys. Anyways, it would be us. It falls into a pot of meat. A chometz stick, a small piece of bread, falls into a pot of meat before Pesach. Is it bottle? Is it not? He says it is. He brings a raya from a Mishnah Klein. What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that tzemer rechelen, there's a lav in the Torah of wearing a beged that has tzemer ufishtin yachas, yachtov, the lav of shatnes. That tzemer, that is your tzemer, is only on tzemer rechelim. It has to come from a animal of the sheep family. What about tzemer gemala? Camels have little tufts of wool, and it can be woven together with tzemer rechelim. The Rishonim explain over there that you won't be even be able to see what's tzemer rechelim, tzemer gemala. But tzemer gemala does not have a din of shatnes. Does not have a din to be also together with pishton. The shaila is, what happens if a few tufts of tzemer rechelim fell into a pile of tzemer gemalim? Does it become buckled in tzemer gemalim that then you can combine tzemer gemalim together with the pishton? The Mishnah says that yes. Aye, right now that the tzemer rechelim is together with the tzemer rechelim, kishel la'atzmoy is not a dvar isur. It's only also when it's going to combine together with Bishton. So the Rav says, I have a raya that even something that doesn't have a status, it doesn't have to be chal now a bittel of the status of Isur. There's no Isur on the Tzemer Ruchel. And still the halacha is that the Tzemer Gmal becomes bottle because it becomes insignificant. So too, Chometz Chaydim Azman, even though there's no Isur, Chometz, before the Zman Isur, does not have an Isur. Still the halacha is that if it falls into a pot of food, it'll become mutter, the bittel will be mevatel the Isur. Akan, divrei the Tshuva Saran. Fred to Kiveger and Truvis, a brilliant question. Kiveger asks as follows. If Kiveger asks that the comparison of Chometz to Tzemer Ruchelim is suspect. Why? Kiveger feels that the Tzemer Ruchelim, it's not the pshat that it becomes also when it's combined together with the Bishton. Tzemer Ruchelim has an existing din iser that it's not allowed to be worn with Bishton. Pishton has an existing din iser that it's not allowed to be worn with Tzemer Ruchelim. The status of the Tzemer Ruchelim, the status of iser exists now. The iser is not to wear it together with Pishton. That iser exists, and when it falls in the Tzemer Gmalim, that halachic status of iser is bottled. The pshat is that the Tzemer Ruchelim is chalonit the shame iser when it's combined together with Pishton? No. Mashen ken chomit fukhet mazman is the iser. When it gets to Pesach, the halacha is it's chalon in Isser. After they count that after Pesach, the shaila and the Gemara is chometz overall over Pesach also midaraisa. According to one Tana, according to Reb Shimon, chometz overall over Pesach is also midaraisa. The pshat is since it was chalon in Hashem, chometz for Pesach, that shame doesn't go off. Stays on. We pass from that now. Chometz overall over Pesach is the abonon. But that's a chalois that's chal on the piece of bread on Pesach. A week before Pesach, there's any Isser on the bread. Is there an Isser on the bread before Pesach to be also on Pesach? He says no. He says if Kivegan and Cain, then I don't understand the Raya. Tzemer Ruchelim, I understand why it becomes bottle. Halachically, it has the status of a Dvar Isser. Chometz Kodim Azman is not a Dvar Isser. So Miller, if there's no Chalois Bittel Isser, like we said when we were Yash Beran, that Bittel means, the concept of Bittel means that there's a Hafkor, there's a nullification of the Shem Isser. If there's no Isser to take off, there's no Bittel. This is Reb Kiveg. Comes along Reb Ochanan in Kovet Tzaharis, Reb Ochanan Vassman in Kovet Tzaharis, Simon Lamed Aleph, and he sides with the Ran. He explains like this. He explains that Chometz is the same thing as Pishton with Tzemer. The same way Tzemer has an existing Isser with Pishton. Chometz all year round has an existing status of Isser when it's on the day of Pesach. Chometz, by the way, is not a status that comes on Pesach L'moshel. A whole year round, they weren't allowed to, in the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't allowed to take any of the Korban Minchos, which is made out of Chitin. They were not allowed to be Machnitzit. There's a lot of Chometz going on in his Be'ah. So Chometz is a status that exists. It has an Isser for Kachin, all year round. It has an Isser when combined with the day that we call Pesach. That means that it's a Dvar Isser a whole year round. Says Rav Chanan, and brings another piece of Kiveger. Kiveger talks about the same idea, Legabe Cholov. What's the milk? Milk of Shchuta, Kiveger brings a Prima Garden that talks about milk of a Shchuta. That means, say, you shecht an animal, and inside the animal's stomach there was milk. The Gemara says that milk does not have a din. Since the Pasuk says, it has to be milk that came out of the milking process naturally. Milk that was found in the stomach of an animal after Shechita is not also. It's mutagam. You're allowed to drink it together with the milk. That means you'd be allowed to cook up the stomach of the animal with the milk still inside, and it would be mutagam even though it has a taste of milk. Why? That milk is not halakhically milk. What happens if some regular milk that was milked from an animal, fell into a cup of Cholav Shechuta? Not a normal case. Prima Gadim just means to bring out a point. He says that it would be bottle. He brings the Ran, and he says that it would be bottle. Zotzi Reb Kiveger said, no, as far as I'm concerned, Reb Kiveger says, it's only Pishton with Tzemer, or Tzemer with Pishton. I'm sorry, the Prima Gordim says that it would not have a din iser. Why? Because the Chol of Shchuta and the Chol of and the challah that was milked are both have a status of heter. There's no bittul. There's no bittul, not in tam, like we said. There's no reality bittul, and there's no halachic bittul, because they're both the same taste, and they also have the same status. Both challahs are mutter to drink. Both of them are milked. Neither one is a dvaris. It says from Kivega, no. I hold that cholov is like tzemer, which is a dvar yisur. Legabi pishton, and pishton is an yisur, legabi dvar tzemer. The way we explained Rav Kiveger against the Ran, says Rav Kiveger the same thing as milk. Milk has an existing din to be also with meat. Meat has an existing din to be also with milk. Says Rav Chanan, on that point I disagree with. He says tzemer pishton, together with, tzemer and pishton together, each one has a status of yisur, legabi the other one. Tzemer has an existing din to be also with pishton. Pishton has an existing din to be also with tzemer. He says that the reason for that is because pishton and tzemer both, when they combine together, they don't turn into something else. The pishton stays pishton, and the tzemer stays tzemer. So the pshat is each one has a din to be also with the other one. Mashen kein zotzer v'chanon, milk together with meat. It's not the pshat that milk has a din to be also with meat, and meat has a din to be also with meat. Milk and meat that are cooked together become a new entity, a new tam, called tam bosa v'cholov. They wouldn't be cooked together, the Gemara says in Chulin. They could sit the whole day together in a pot. It wouldn't be also midaraisa. It's only midaraisa, only when they become cooked together also. When they become cooked together, that creates, that fuses together two elements, one called meat, one called milk, and turns them into a new compound called bosa v'cholov. Bosa v'cholov is a dvarisa. That reality of Issa, that Chesed Yisura, is created with the Bishul, the combining of the Basa B'cholah. Says the Wachan, I hold that even though Bittul needs to be Chal, to get rid of an existing Issa, Cholov, regular milk, milchtik milk, milk that was milk, that falls into Cholov Shchuta, like we said, which would not be also, would become Batul, because the halakhic status of Issa, Rav Chanan says, over there, Rav Chanan says, does not become bottle. So Rav Chanan sides with the Bima Gadol. Rav Kiveger says that Basa B'cholov and Tzemer Pishon is the same. He's mechalik between chometz. Rav Chanan is mechalik between Basa B'cholov and Tzemer Pishon. So again, these are all different examples of where we need a status, halakhic status of Isser, in order to render the Bittul process, in order to make the Kaloy's Bittul. And that's what, to go back, well, that's what we were saying. Rav Yoshev says that the path shenefa with the basar, the taste of the basar is imparted into the lechem. So he says that what the Rif is telling us is that the status of something which is fleshish, basar, the status of basar kisha la'atzmoy is not a tvarisa, it has no way of becoming basar. As we said, that's Talmid Machlokes Rav Chanan and Rav Kiveger. Kiveger holds that Basa has an existing din to be also to when it's put together with milk, and therefore, if the taste of the meat becomes bottle in the bread that the taste of the meat was imparted to, it would become bottle. According to the way Rav Chanan has it, which is obviously the way the Rif holds, the status of the taste of the Basa in the bread cannot become bottle, because there's no Isser that's Chal on Basa. Basar is only advised when it's cooked together with cholov, then it'll become awesome. So, this is the Rif, this is the Ran, and this is some of the insights that we have based on this din of when we talk about halakhic bittul, when we talk about realistic bittul, when we talk about bittul having to take place on something which is also not something which is mutter. When do we look at something that's, even though it's mutter now, but it has an existing din isser, together with something else, or it's activated with it by a certain day or by a certain situation, when do we say that there's a new reality that's created, let's say by Basa B'chol, the way Rav Chanan says, when it's cooked together, but that reality does not exist on the Basa separately and on the Chol separately.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.